brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Roman V. Jan Pulaski is our guest, professor, director, cyber security lab. You can read his whole bio at the louisville.edu/ry. And he joins us. We only have like 5 minutes left with him. And we were just talking to Vince in Montana. What's the name of the professor? What's the name of the computer? Where was this? The people were telling you this.
Actually, my name is Hector. The name of the college that I go to, I can't really tell you the name of the professor for fear of the knowledge that he's talking about. But what he said was the dimensions of it is that it is the size of New Jersey, but it resides in Alaska, which leads me to believe that it's underground. The other thing that he said was that it was conscious. It is conscious. It is self-aware.
Listen, I'm not going to listen to this when somebody says their professor told them, but it's secret. He said he's giving a lecture. I mean, number one, they could be talking about your intestines, you know, stretch out 500 feet or whatever, like all the contours of something, you know, has the surface of New Jersey. I could see that with all the motherboards or whatever, or all the, you know, computing space. But I just don't get off into the speculation. Thank you. In fact, that's a great question, though, that leads me to with our guest. Doctor, what is the most advanced computer that we know of right now?
Well, to first answer the question, he claimed the computer was conscious. How would they know? We don't have any tests to see if a system is conscious or not. So that alone is very suspicious sounding to me. As far as the most advanced system, there is, again, very few ways to test intelligence in general. We have IQ tests for humans. Some claim they are biased. There is no way to test intelligence across species, humans.
How does Deep Blue beat the best chess masters now?
Brute force. They use so much computational power, they essentially tried every possibility up to a certain limit. A lot of progress in AI has been made based on improvements in hardware. Algorithms which couldn't do it before, as better computers become available, are quite capable of doing things. Speech recognition, translation are perfect examples of cases where just having a lot of data, powerful computers, allows you to do what you couldn't do before without really any novel ideas. The best system, I would say, right now is, again, IBM's Watson computer, and it also relies on essentially downloading internet to the local disk and having access to complete information about everything. So it's another example of brute force approach where it's tremendously successful. Nothing is wrong with that.
Very interesting. Vince in Montana. Go ahead, Vince.
Dr. Jablonski, very interesting show. Given that all of the computers are military-based and all the heuristics that this system that's going to develop, all the heuristics are going to be contaminated with military applications that kill humans, how are we ever going to write a prime directive rule that makes human life sacrosanct? Wouldn't we be better to just...
Exactly. It's the opposite of the rule that Isaac Asimov came up with. They're being designed from the beginning to kill.
Well, right. Rules typically don't work in such systems. If a system is smart enough, it will always find loopholes in any set of rules you'll develop for it. We see it with humans and laws we pass. That's why every year we post another million new laws just to keep up with smart people coming up with all the loopholes. So the approach of just hard coding, don't kill humans, will probably not work, as illustrated by every novel Asimov ever wrote. We need something better, and that's exactly the type of research I'm advocating for, trying to figure out how to develop systems which
amazing
essentially don't want to harm humans, not because we are...
Yeah, we better not just try to count on them being well-behaved. We better be in control right now.
Exactly.
All right. Very impressive, Professor. Thank you so much. Hopefully in a month or so you'll come back with us and take more calls, because this is just riveting, and I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. I would love to be back. It was awesome.
It was awesome having you. Wow. That's the type of stuff that gives our society a future, is having discussions about this. Not about Britney Spears or about Jay-Z or whatever, but about this type of stuff. This is what's amazing. This is what's interesting. This is what is thought-provoking. Big news straight ahead. It's important. Stay with us.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'll continue with your calls discussing the Terminator scenario of these already autonomous drones and systems becoming artificially aware and trying to take over human society. Most of the top computer scientists believe it's going to happen. Many of them say, like Ray Kurzweil, you can't stop it. When we go to your calls, I'm sure people are holding to cover that. Our guest is gone. I need to get back into some more of the news here first, and boy, is there a lot of it. And then we'll continue with your calls. One thing, I'm so obsessed with the news and information now that I never even plug products, books, videos, sponsors, any of it. And I think that's a bad thing, A, because this is key information to get out of the public, and B, it funds the InfoWars operation. And I want to thank all of you that get subscriptions at PrisonPlanet.tv to see the radio show and watch the nightly news and all my films and get the higher quality podcast with a 15-day free trial there. I want to thank all of you that do buy the books and videos and T-shirts, and all of you get great materials to educate yourself to a higher level. It's also riveting information, but also to pay it forward and give to others or meet like-minded people by wearing the InfoWars T-shirts and things like that. It's all available at InfoWars.com. The two books, When Technology Fails and When Disaster Strikes. And it's not because we live in fear. We're covering this so we can be aware of it and be empowered. You know, if I say, hey, to my son, you know, we're going to go out to the lake today, we're going to be fishing, be careful when you walk off from me in tall grass, walk on the paths, there can be water moccasins. It's not be fearful, it's be in charge. Be aware of what's going on and how to respond. When disaster strikes, when technology fails, by MIT-educated design engineer. Bloodlines Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. Incredible book and how sick these people are and why they're so crazy. Behind the Green Mask, Agenda 21, excellent book to get to every county commissioners, city councils. By the way, I've seen a couple of big cities. What, Bryan College Station passed a law against Agenda 21 and found out they were under it and kicked it out. Just Monday I saw that. I mean, there's stuff happening. Romans 13, how the government uses this submit to corrupt government when that's not what the Bible says. Great book to get to all your pastors. And, of course, All Orders, get a free citizen rule book, Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and more famous quotes, jury nullification. And we also are doing a deal at cost where it's the computer's got to have something put in there. So it's one penny and then the shipping. It's $4.95, which it actually loses money. So I don't know how long I'm going to keep this going because I can't lose it. But you get 100. You Are the Resistance cards on my website's on the back to help give out to people. Great info war weapon. Listeners have recommended this. A citizen rule book and two bumper stickers. And you pay for the shipping, $4.95, and that's what it costs me. The shipping and handling actually ends up costing me a little bit more after, you know, the guy's packaging and stuff. The point is, that's there. We're going to keep that going at least for a few weeks, and it's having a big effect. So Infowars.com, you have no idea the calls we get, the people on the streets. So many people wake up, police officers, school teachers, mayors, military people, everybody, when somebody just gives them one of my films that they've copied or a business card that people printed up, or people write Infowars.com on the money. I'm not saying do that because it's some little federal thing, but that's how a lot of folks tell me they're waking up. So whatever you do, take action today, and thank you for supporting us, and please also support our local AM and FM affiliates out there by supporting their local sponsors. Okay, you know, I don't know where to start with the stack. I mean, this is all just crazy, the amount of news. I got to some of it in the first hour, but let me just start now as best I can ahead of your calls. Daily Mail, it makes me ill. How many people talk about ripping clients off? Goldman Sachs executive quits over firm's toxic culture, an extraordinary resignation letter. And I want to try to get this guy on. This just broke. Boy, I don't know how long he's going to be alive. And, of course, their emails have gotten out where they talk about selling people stuff that they know is absolute crud and laughing at them. I mean, it's one thing to rip somebody off. That's bad enough. They giggle and snicker and enjoy. Or when, you know, there's an earthquake, they say, oh, that was my wallet falling. I mean, it's because I've learned people who are criminal and don't have a soul or whose soul is darkened, they just can't help but rip everybody off. I mean, who wants to be around that? It just creates a toxic society. Of course, you have the Timberwolf emails that were a division of Goldman Sachs where they're like, this is absolute bleeping. I can't wait to rip my clients off. You know, just like, wow. Wow. And these are the people that are funding the global carbon taxes, the takeovers, the African invasions. I mean, they're the takeover of Europe. This is who runs the global government. And there are a bunch of guys going, I'm only worth $10 billion, and the other guy's worth $40. Rip everybody off. I've got to, you know. I mean, they're just a bunch of scum. And they think they're the elite because they don't have empathy or that basic human programming to not be an absolute piece of garbage. And they're all a bunch of surly, sharky scum. And, I mean, my instinct is stomp their heads in, but I'm not going to do that. They're criminals. We're going to expose them. And more people are going to get it. You know, you guys that are evil wonder why your kids suffer horrible fates, why you're so unhappy, and you just think more is going to – the fancy restaurants, everybody kissing your rump. I mean, I've gotten enough celebrity and not looking for it to know it's not fun. It's not fun. And, you know, I've got a decent little house and cars that run well. Why would I want more? Well, for them, it's just all about power. just absolutely off the chart information. A Goldman Sachs executive has dealt a deeply embarrassing blow. Well, who do you think Naomi Prinz is? She worked for him as a managing director and exposed him 8 years ago. She left. I mean, because you just can't be around people going, rip everybody off. I mean, literally cackling and giggling. I've read the descriptions. Tapes have been released over the years. I mean, it's like cackling demons. They love wrecking everything. They want to wreck your life. They want to triple your gas prices and triple your water prices. They want to bankrupt you. They like seeing you homeless. They like it. They like it. They don't want a rising tide to raise all ships. They want to destroy the free market. They're blaming capitalism when they're doing the opposite of it. A Goldman Sachs executive has dealt the deeply embarrassing blow to the firm by quitting in an open letter in which he lambasts the working environment as a toxic and destructive. Boy, that says it lightly. Greg Smith, an executive director who worked with a New York-based investment bank for 12 years, claimed it is more interested in making money for itself than its clients. Well, yeah, they always bet against their clients. That's well known. That's what came out. In a scathing resignation letter published in the New York Times on Wednesday, he reveals staff have so little respect for clients, they call them Muppets and talk of ripping eyeballs out. Well, yeah. And again, these are little boys. I've been around these people. Max Kaiser's been one of them and exposed them and, you know, got his soul back and left it all. I mean, they call them scum. They call you filth. You know that face in the crowd? Guys, YouTube face in the crowd in scene where, you know, the famous actor is there, and it's the end of the show. He didn't know the audio's still on. He's going, "Hello, scum idiots." And the show's all about how he loves everybody and all this. That's why I hate Angelina Jolie and all these people. I mean, they know they're evil. It's all real funny to them. They know it's about a murder operation in Africa, and they're going to get awards for it and be called humanitarians. And the guys at the end of the TV show, he's like going, "Hello, morons, you scum. See you next week." He doesn't know the audio's still going on. And that's what I can't stand about these people. I mean, they're so delusional that they don't care because they're making bigger bonuses while reactors everywhere are leaking. 90%+. I mean, listen, cancer isn't fun. And just because you giggle and are like a bad 10-year-old, and I've been around some of these people. I've been on airline flights. I've run into them at events, you know, presidents of these big brokers, and they are like gibbering, giggling demons. And then they've always got like Lucifer types above them that are real cold and getting off on it and look at everybody like they're a side of pork they want to eat or something. I mean, you know, you guys are like people that don't pee in the pool. You poop in the pool. And we're all in the pool, and you're in there pooping. I hate to be gross, but that's the analogy telling us how great it is. And, man, it isn't great, okay? Doesn't mean I'm on some high horse and that I don't do things that toxify society. But you know what? I don't like it. I try to be a good person, not because I'm weak, because I'm strong, scum. And I'm sick of strong people letting little cowardly pieces of trash like you control society. I want humans in the entire universe, the galaxy-wide, everywhere. I want our species to survive, you filth. I realize my life is short, scum. I want to live through the species. I want to continue on as my ancestors wanted us to continue on. You are malfunctioning cancer, and I'm sick of you. And I'm tired of good people being cowards and not rising up against you. I want to info rise against these people, and I want to hammer them down. I want to spread the word, as humans have done since our creation, to each other with the truth and defeat the enemy. I cannot be ruled by a bunch of arrested development scumbags who go to award ceremonies every night to feed their narcissistic, out-of-control paradigm. These people are a joke, but because we have blind spots to them, because we're good inherently in our hearts, we're inherently bad in our flesh, but our hearts inherently are good. We are blind to them because even though we're desperately wicked, we still know we want the good. You understand that paradox? We're desperately wicked, but we know the difference, and we choose good. It's the choice. These people have chosen to be divorced from reality. You can go read the whole article. We got it linked at Infowars.com. I'm coughing a lot today. The oak just hit. It's not really like cedar where it gives me a really bad headache. It just makes me cough a lot. So the oak are going crazy right now. Just the start of it, so I'm coughing a bit. All right, I'm going to try to shut up. See, I just went to one article and spent 10 minutes on it. I got to come back. I mean, there's like over 100 here. They're all off the charts. I got to try to hit something. Who knows what I'll hit. We're going to be right back, but I mean, it's just... ripping off old ladies, man. It's just, you know what? And they've got all the laws written so they can do it. And they own the big private prisons with the cops cramming people in it for their profit. I mean, it's got to end. These people got to go down. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Here's a report that got top-linked on Drudge today. Major U.S. airport to evict TSA screeners. Orlando Sanford International could prompt stampede of other opt-outs. Yeah, how do you have federal goons there grabbing everybody? And we have a photo there of them actually grabbing people right between the crotch and squeezing. One of America's busiest airports, Orlando Sanford International, has announced it will opt out of using TSA workers to screen passengers, a move which threatens the highly unpopular federal agency's role in other airports across the nation. People are like, well, now it's going to be private. Well, at least they'll get pressure put on them. And, you know, when it's an old man they see that has all four of his arms and legs blown off, come flying every week, they'll know and let the guy through. You know, who are the feds to say how all this is supposed to be done? Or microwave oven machines, the rest of it. The president of the airport said Tuesday he would apply again to use private operators to screen passengers using federal standards and oversight. Why are there federal standards over it? Get the feds out, man. There are a bunch of crooks that ship guns into Mexico. And it goes on from there. So it's not perfect, but it shows that the pressure is starting to work, starting to happen. We heard suicide attack bid on U.S. Defense Secretary. It turns out a car burst into flames. Sounds like a staged event, the fact that it wasn't a big car bomb when his plane landed. Who knows, but it just sounds like stuff they do. Also, Texas Planned Parenthood CEO arrested for indecent exposure. Isn't that just special? Planned Parenthood is a eugenics organization, ladies and gentlemen, plain and simple. And it goes on to go over exactly what's happening on that front. As I told you, this was coming. Angelina Jolie in court as ICC finds Congo warlord guilty of using child soldiers. So now they don't. It's just a perfect way to invade whoever you want. And, of course, CBS News reports they've introduced resolutions in the Congress to launch a continent-wide invasion, quote, anywhere to protect civilians. So it's just a blank check. We're going to invade to protect civilians. Yeah, that's what the globalists use our military for, is to protect civilians, just like Libya and Iraq. Sure. The official UN policy is to reduce population. So is the U.S. policy under State Department Memorandum 200. Go read it. Don't just go, oh, he says that. No, that's what it is. Our government, our military, is an engine of wickedness. Our troops are good people, on average, but the mission is about drugs and child kidnapping and weapon sales and evil. 10% roughly of world opium supply came out of Afghanistan pre-9/11. After the liberation of it, where they just arrested some of the Taliban forces that warned them about Al-Qaeda. That's actually who they arrested. Who knew it was all a setup? Go look it up. It's now 92 to 93% of world opium supply. A 13 to 14 fold, depending on which number you look at, increase. Just side issue. But the whole Kony 2012 thing that I told you would be used to launch a bunch of new wars, it's now imploding, but they don't care. It's now coming out that it's all a fraud, but they don't care. It's just there's a boogeyman somewhere in Africa. It's like saying Al-Qaeda might attack, so we got to set up checkpoints on every highway. There might be a bad man somewhere, so you got to have your house searched. And the UN and AFRICOM are openly slaughtering people, especially the UN, all over Africa on record. And Paul Watson and Kurt have all written countless articles where it's just admitted the UN is slaughtering people. It's like, well, the UN's investigating why they're, yeah, their peacekeepers helped the mercenaries, killed a few thousand here and there to get them off Atlanta. We don't know why. Never mind that. Angelina Jolie loves kids. Look, here's a video of her feeding them. I mean, come on. And she calls for all these wars, too. Isn't she a nice lady when she's not doing weird rituals with blood and admitting it, wearing blood ampules around her neck with satanic runes all over her body and admit she's into weird death cults and making movies about the Illuminati and constantly playing the part of witches. And she's a good person who went over there to help those little black kids because she's a nice person. Of course, I can look right into her and see what she is, but I don't just go off that. I then go actually do the research. And she is an abomination. And, yes, I mean it when I say arrest her. Unbelievable. See, I'm done playing games with these people. I'm done. And I know you're done. Now, when I come back, I got to move even quicker through news here. Gun shop cite Obama re-election fears as sales surge. There's also major studies showing the public believes a, quote, major catastrophe or collapse is imminent. I don't think that's the case. It's going to be just a slow unraveling. There could be some bigger potholes on the way. And they don't trust the government. Yes, the previous records have been doubled and then doubled again and then doubled again. There's just, I mean, I've gone to gun stores. They're almost out of everything. They're just snatching. Ammo's gone. People are just, weapons of government evil. It's like, because deep down, the human survival instinct knows we're in deep trouble.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. Maybe they've always done before.
Three, open world government. Once the AI gets out of the bottle, once that genie is out, once they test an antimatter weapon and things don't go right, which the Air Force admits they've had for a decade, but the details remain classified. It's always details are classified. They want everybody to know they've got it. And I look at how the elite spent all their time trying to dumb down and poison and hurt the general public, instead of being in control of what they're doing. It just shows that, again, it's a paradox. They're in control to a great extent. They're trying to set up world government, but they're not even in control of themselves, and all the evil they're doing is blowing back on them. Because they're not in full control. They're control freaks who are actually endangering everybody and lusting after every power that's out there, so they haphazardly test and try to develop every weapon system you can imagine. So that nobody else gets it first, but then they're endangering everyone by doing that. I mean, what a disgusting, pathetic elite that wants to put poison in the food and water to give people all sorts of degenerative diseases and kill people early and wanting to dumb down people in the schools on record just so you can control everybody. I mean, that is, wrap your mind around how pathetic that is. But then I think about the general public. A good 30% of people I run into are mad when anybody else does well, hate people that are good looking, hate people that have a talent, are totally materialistic, and are just really bad news. And that's where the globalists get their minions from. And we got to realize, folks, you know, good people need to start learning to fight. I know a lot of good people are like, well, just ignore it, move along, you know, and that scum isn't worth it. No, you've got to rout out the scum. You got to show them their place. Let me mention a few other headlines. I'm going to go to your phone calls. Look at the gun news. Record gun sales everywhere. And I saw a couple articles this week I never got to where they're arresting people again that draw guns in art class. They don't say, oh, I'm drawing a gun like I have at home, I'm going to come kill you. No, it's just, oh, look, I drew a picture of a superhero with a gun. I mean, what's all over TV? What did we all draw as children? I actually dug up some drawings one of my uncles did. I've got them framed out here. It's like soldiers on a battlefield shooting at each other. It's funny. That's what all little boys draw. Well, now you go to jail for that. Well, it goes one further in the thought crime. John Wilkes Booth bobbleheads pulled from Gettysburg gift shop because he had a pistol in his hand, and that's not appropriate at a national park for someone to be sold with a gun in their hand. And the Park Service is very apologetic. Not making that up. Here it is. John Wilkes Booth, bobblehead, pulls from Gettysburg shop. I think I've been to the Gettysburg gift shop. In fact, I have. I think my mother got me a little gold-colored bronze. She did. Pencil sharpener that's a cannon. I guess you can't have that. In fact, where is that? Saw that a few years ago in out in the garage. I mean, every one of those Civil War parks I've been to, they got cannons. See, there's no lobby to protect the image of a gun. So they're banning that. And when you can ban the image, you can then ban the real thing. See how they do that? And they all are coming after the ammo, too. That's a big problem we face. Remember last year, the energy secretary said we are going to shut down massive numbers of coal power plants that aren't owned by the insiders to increase your prices. Well, he then also said, we like higher gas prices. That's good for the environment. And they said, this recession is good, lowers carbon footprint. In fact, guys, just type in recession good or depression good to lower carbon footprint. If you forget that, we can show folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, or if you're a radio listener, just go search engine it. But now he's been questioned in Congress by Senator Mike Lee about it. And he said, since I walked in the door as Secretary of Energy, I've been doing everything in our power, in our powers, to do what we can to reduce gas prices, Senator Chu told the Senate hearing. And they went on to say, so you no longer share the view about it's good for the earth. And it goes on. See, they just call it good for the earth. I mean, I remember the city council a few months ago said, yeah, there'll be a 20 to 80% increase depending on what type of residential or business user you are, or nonprofit user like churches. And of course, energy is cheaper than never been in Texas, all these power plants. And they got on the news and they said, yeah, we're going to charge you 80% more for the earth. No, it's for multinationals ripping us off. That's who it's for. But it's like the Goldman Sachs emails and memos are out where they call their customers scum idiots. Let's rip them off. Ha, 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 the highest levels. I mean, it's like we're going to rip them off and double and triple their water and power prices like we've done in the third world. What do we call it? Tell them it's for the earth. And they tell the trendies how the trendies go, rip me off. I mean, it's just like, because they get into it. And you can tell a trendy, hey, here they are ripping you off. And they get this glazed look, do this little, I don't want to say effeminate. It's not fair to women. But these men do like this little, I can't even do it. It's like a Nelly little thing. And they go, it's like, in fact, guys, cue it up. I told you I wanted it, and you got it, and I didn't use it. The Coney 2012 do a screening in your area video. Now, if you're a radio listener, and then I'm going to your calls, you cannot understand the magnitude. This is not the main Coney 2012 with hundreds of millions of views or whatever total. This is one of their promo ones before they launched it. This is all, again, government run. It's now coming out as we knew. I mean, I've watched it and could tell it was government run. Now, it's adults who look like they're about 30 years old acting like they're five, talking to college students because it's a new thing. Not just being in a narcoleptic state or being cowardly or having a pot belly. I mean, the average trendy resembles a pedophile. It's like the style. Not only is that what's going on, chicken neck weakness is like a god now. And being totally passive, being a huge jellyfish slacker who looks like a fried egg in a chair. That is the culture of this, okay? The worship of being destroyed. Literally, I've now discovered the secrets of it. And it's a cult everywhere. It's South by Southwest. There's just hordes of these people. I mean, they look like adults in diapers or something, you know, just toddling along. I mean, spiritually, it's a side issue. It's incredibly evil, though. Again, if you're a radio listener, in fact, what's the title of it? I forget. It's something like a 2012 screening. Book a screening for Coney 2012. It's on YouTube. And if you're a radio listener, you'll just hear the voices. But if you're a TV viewer at PrisonPlanet.tv, they actually jump up and down and go, oh, my gosh, so trendy. And we're going to get Coney. And you can tell they're government operatives. They've got, like, evil in their eyes, you know, hardcore. I mean, their real spirit is, murder Africa, invasion force, release us. But on the surface, and just cutting this room full of, you know, the trendies all swarming around like piranhas. But again, it's that cover of the armored war mock. It has this cover of I'm friendly, I'm nice, and it's going after the young people who are in a narcoleptic state are attracted like moths to flame to someone going, war, trendy, invade, help the children, And I mean, and I'm like, that's where I'm watching more of their videos, and it gets worse. I mean, I'm not joking, folks. I mean, and everyone's wearing like pink and little green, non-threatening, you know, colors. This is what we face. So this is for college students, and this is what men look like now, on average. In fact, now I used to bash men that are all into being big and muscular with tattoos and black on and going, rah. Now I get it. You don't want to be like these people. Okay, because I used to get mad at guys trying to act tough. No, that's good. Do that. In fact, I think I'm going to just go all out with cut-off sleeves and drive a big, fast car and be like, rah! Because, I mean, I'm starting to get it. Men are running to that because they see the armies. At South by Southwest, you go down there, it's literally men in pastels. And part of the effeminate thing is they have these little wispy beards and, like, bandanas. And they're all walking around bending their wrists going, I mean, I don't know what it is. No, there's men everywhere wearing dresses. I'm telling you, it's like they're just like, New World Order, slaughter me, please. And the New World Order's like, act like a jellyfish coward and giggle at all reality. They're like, yes, yes. Anyways. Anyways, but the controller level ones are just like, know what they're doing. All right, let's, again, if you can't see the video as a radio listener, it doesn't have the same effect. Go ahead and roll it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen and babies of 2012, I don't know if you've heard, but this is the year this war has to come to an end. You're watching this because you've heard of Coney, and you're wondering what you can do to help finally bring this war to an end.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
1,500 screenings.
1,500.
That's how many.
Be sure and do the rest.
We need you.
Oh, look at him.
Hearing my voice. the entire year of 2012 is going to be about...
Now watch right here.
And making sure people...
He starts hopping around.
...his infamy. Know that he is the world's worst. Adolf Hitler, Osama bin Laden, Joseph Kony. If we can start with the worst, we have been working around the clock to bring you a movie. It's a short movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Your place of worship, in your classroom, at your work...
The classroom.
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
...on the moon. 619-562.
There he does. He does the hopping dance.
619-562-7-5-9.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is for adults. This is Sesame Street.
And they go, hello. And you're like, hello. How are you? Oh, I'm good. How's your day at
school?
It's not like they work for AT&T or something.
That's an ad product placement.
Let's come meet some of them. What would motivate you to actually pick up the phone and book a screening?
So easy to talk to us.
We're gosh. We got to launch a huge war. Oh, my gosh. African white carnage. Hello.
Is so amazing.
Meanwhile, the spirit's like, murder force.
It's literally the best piece of propaganda we've ever made.
Oh, it's propaganda.
We can make 2012 famous. We can make the story known, and it can be the one...
Because we've got the State Department and all the stars behind us, and Angelina Jolie, and Georgia Clooney.
You are the future. Step into it, okay? Step into it. Peace.
Step into it. Let me mind control you. Let me do some effeminate stuff now. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Pentagon's like, how do we get the jellyfish into total war? Dance around and prance. You can see black ops guys are just sitting back, cold-blooded. This will work well on them. Good. Increase dosages in water immediately. Send out trendies to destroy them. There's nothing the trendies won't buy. Oh, my gosh. Help me. I mean, folks, if you couldn't see this, I mean, this was prancing. Was it as bad as I said, guys? It was worse. And there's even... And now listen... Nemo just ran in here with stacks of articles. NATO, Australia, England, France, NORTHCOM troops are being dispatched for AFRICOM. The invasion of Africa is beginning. Has nothing to do with Kony. It's about seizing land, fighting indigenous groups that are being forced off. Because it's all in the news. The UN's just in there gunning people down. But again, they've got guys prancing around going, liberal, and Angelina Jolie going, children. And again, that's the cover. Imagine the tank ramming the Branch Davidians going, this is not an assault. Please come out. We are your friends. They come out, they shoot them. It's the same thing. I mean, imagine a military that first deploys people hopping around in pink shirts going, it's a perfect deal. Like, oh, this isn't non-threatening. That's just like one of those fish. Guys, pull up lantern fish, you know, it's at 2,000 feet and deeper, and it has that little lamp that looks like a tasty. No, a lamprey's one that attaches and is parasitic. It's a lantern fish, and it's got big giant teeth. But in the total darkness, there's a lot of little, glowing crustaceans and things that fish eat. So you think you're getting a big juicy, non-threatening little goblet, but really it's the lantern hanging, and that's what Kony is. And it's like, and it's trendy liberal Angelina. I mean, that's what we're dealing with here, and I'm sick of it, and I'm calling you out, scum. I cannot stand these people. Did you find the lantern fish? Watch this. I'll show you. Lantern fish. Lantern fish. You can also Google horrors of the deep. I found it. Here it is. Boom. Just show lantern. Lantern fish. The ultimate in trendiness.
Oh, look, Kony 2012.
Oh, look at the little Kony 2012, little glowing. You can't see him right there. New World Order Rockefeller eugenics operation. In the dark, all you see is, Angelina Jolie right out shining in the darkness. Looks like a little fishy sees that and says, I'll just swim over and eat that little. The AFRICOM is coming. Loving, loving, loving. You can do it. Stop Kony. You know, Kony's like a little skeleton on the bottom. Hadn't been seen in forever. Little tiny nothing. But it's like, oh, we're going to fight. Oh, and then there's a little. Oh, boy, I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I'm out of control now, aren't I? Matthew in Tennessee, thank you for holding during that. Go ahead, sir. That was a cleansing, though. I had to see a lot of the diaper wearers out there today, and it was hard. Go ahead. Matthew, I guess you don't want to talk from Tennessee? I don't even hear him airing the call.
My grandma wouldn't read this. I tell you what, there are some people who believe that if someone was busting your balls, it would make a difference, but it don't.
We missed what you said at first, because I think the folks airing the calls were away. What? Start over.
No, not a problem. Okay, so we got a couple of issues with the artificial intelligence. More likely than not, the operating system that they are using for the artificial intelligence is a modified Linux system.
But that's okay, because there's no threat from Fukushima. If I just go, everything's okay, right?
Well, okay. The first thing that we need to target in this situation are the predictive programs that help control the propaganda, right? And I
all
think
right,
that,
stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Man, that was cleansing. Oh, man, for like a week I've been watching these PSYOP videos. It's really getting to me. And then I saw a bunch of what they've created downtown. I mean, let me tell you, these are scary people. And I can tell you, a lot of them are CPSers. Oh, man, I tell you, Arnie's a pot-bellied coming at us hard here. Stay there. Oh, boy. Infowars.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
All the condescending hippies, all the condescending trendies, all they do is buy into a certain spectrum of bull and then repeat it and pose as if they have knowledge. And the propaganda is getting so bad. The arrested development, adults acting like children now. I mean, Austin's like the capital of slackers and all of this. And let me tell you, it's pathetic. It's pathetic. People need to grow up and get a life. But no, they're going to be the new social leaders calling for the invasion of Africa, which has now begun. 1 week after Coney, I said, that's a launch of war propaganda. Look at Bill Gates and all of them involved in it, funding it. I mean, it's not hard. It's like that's a green tree. You know, there's a green tree out in your yard. It's not hard. All right, I said I'd go to your calls a little bit of overdrive so I can get to everybody. Oh, man, it makes me sick. If you saw the video, everybody, the office hadn't seen it yet, and they thought I was joking about dancing around, going, trendy, trendy, and they call for a war. They go, worse than Hitler, worse than Bin Laden. It's some dead guy, and now they're invading all the countries. I mean, now wars are launched, not by Hitler or Stalin up there lying, but, you know, but by men prancing around, bending their wrist, going, trendy, trendy, trendy. And everybody's like, oh, my, he bent his wrist on camera and did a little leprechaun dance. Let's have war. And you've got swarming idiot trendies running around calling for war. Okay, I'm sorry. Matthew in Tennessee, we're getting into the whole AI situation with the scientist we had on earlier. Go ahead.
Well, the question is not whether or not there is artificial intelligence. The question is what degree of intelligence is artificial at this time. Now, when we're looking at this situation, we have to get down, just like you were saying earlier, to the kernel, right? Because the kernel is programmed in objects. So when you think about one of the obstacles to the situation, it is programming the philosophy of people like Plato, people like Pythagoras, into objects that the computer can then process. Right now, people get afraid of this. There's really no reason to be afraid. The truth of the matter is that if you have studied in your life and you understand what deception is, when people try to use the predictive programs for propaganda, you can identify that it's deception right away. So really what we're talking about is what do we do to free the minds of our countrymen, right, which is no small task. So what I am suggesting to you is that we need to get people like Mr. Stallman working on who wrote the predictive programs, who wrote the kernel for the larger mainframes that they are using for the artificial intelligence, because there's only so many brilliant people out there, and they get recruited from university. So if you see someone who you knew in your class who then disappeared into government work, you know who's working on it. So there's plenty of info warriors to research this sort of thing. We just need to get on top of the ball.
Well, I hear you, and it was well said, and I agree with you. And but we need to get people to actually worry about real things that threaten our society. God bless you. I appreciate your call. We've got new articles at Infowars.com. Angelina Jolie shills for globalist plan in Africa at ICC trial, prancing around telling everybody they're the good guys when you know what they are. Only remaining MSN reporter covering Ron Paul is pulled. Gun shop site re-election fears is gun sales surge. Yeah, to all-time highs. Cafferty says thanks to the military-industrial complex, we're still in Afghanistan. Thanks to the opium pal. Obama plays Bin Laden card in re-election effort. How he killed Bin Laden, if you believe that, you believe in Keebler elves and pixies. A major U.S. airport to evict TSA screeners. And we have the Rappaport interview up there as well. Also, professor wants population to be chemically castrated of free will. Government agrees. That's just some of the info up on that subject. Highway bill amendment defeated that would have sent billions to Soros, Boone Pickens, others. We've also got the report of gay spying case. Will jury convict for hate? And the guy is a prank. Had a video camera taping people having sex in the dorm. And I say you should go to jail. What about the government spying without warrants? What about them?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.